Good morning, everyone. I'm Agent Lee, and here's my topic today, the insurance access to eye care services and association with visual impairment among U.S. adults. Oh, okay. So, based on a global study on vision health, the estimated population of visual impairment is about 161 million. Which consists of 37 million are blind and 124 million have low vision in U.S. There's a typo there. The estimated population of visual impairment is about 3.3 million. The adults age over 40 years, which accounts for 2.85% of the Americans. The cause of visual impairment is more than 51 billion each year. A study interviewed cases in Thailand 2010 indicated that screening for cervical cancer is effective in reducing the disease burden. Also, in MMWR 2010 indicated that early detection and timely treatment by eye care providers are necessary to delay disease progression and prevent vision loss. So basically, we learned that early detection and timely treatment can be achieved through the routine checkups. The relationship between coverage and care is also documented. Richardson in MMWR 2010 claimed that a healthcare reform increased the insurance coverage for mammography screening, which reduced the breast cancer mortality. And Zhang in 2008 also examined the difference in use of eye care for Canadians and Americans, found that Americans without health insurance had the lowest eye care services use rate compared with Americans with private health insurance or public health insurance and Canadians. Still, the area in MMWR 2010 studied the eye care utilization for diabetic retinopathy, glaucoma, and age-related macular degeneration. Among women, recommend that the improvement of access to healthcare enhance the compliance to the recommended eye examinations. So, in a short, increasing eye care coverage it improves care quality and access to preventive care, reduce costs, and produce better disease management and health outcomes. And the leading causes of visual impairment are cataract, glaucoma, and age-related macular degeneration. And these three diseases are also the criteria for our study for subgroups. So our objective is to determine the factors affecting access to and the outcomes of eye care. And here's our hypothesis. The first one is having eye care insurance is associated with eye care utilization in the past 12 months. And the second one is people without eye care coverage are more likely to have severe visual impairment, both among the general group and the subgroups. And research and design, we use the data from BIFSS, the Behavioral Risk Factor Surveillance Survey in 2008. Adults over 40 years old from Alabama, Georgia, Iowa, New York, and West Virginia were included for our general population. And the sample size is about 23,500. And the sub-sample with one of three diagnoses is about 600. So to determine the relationship between eye care insurance and the use of eye care, we took having eye insurance as our main independent variable. The dependent variables are having eye visit in the past 12 months and the visual impairment severity. And we control for having regular physician, income level, state, and having general health insurance, and the demographics are age, marital status, education level, employment status, and gender and race. So for visual impairment severity, BIFSS assessing two questions, which are recognizing friends across the street and reading a newspaper or a magazine or numbers on the phone. For difficulty level, we combined little and moderate difficulty levels together, and each compared to no difficulty as the reference group. And for the analysis, binomial logic regression analysis with survey weights was used. The results, so basically our study found that people with eye care insurance, having regular physician with high income level and having general health insurance, or people aged between 45 and 54 years and married with college or higher education, employed females and whites are more likely to utilize the eye care. And the adults without eye care insurance are less likely than those with insurance utilize eye cares, which is about half time. And they are more likely, which is about 1.7 times, to have extreme difficulty in recognizing friends across the street. And they are about 2 times more likely to have extreme difficulty in reading printed matter. The similar results are observed for little or moderate difficulty in recognizing friends, which means people without eye care insurance are about 1.4 times more likely to have either little or moderate difficulty in recognizing friends across the street, and it's about 1.1 times more likely to have either little or moderate difficulty in reading printed matter. And among the subsample with 1 of 3 diagnosis, persons with without eye insurance are more likely, which is about 1.7 times, to have extreme difficulty recognizing friends across the street. And it's about 1.5 times more likely to have extreme difficulty in reading printed matters. A similar pattern of association was found for little or moderate difficulty in recognizing friends, which means that people without eye care insurance are more likely, which is 1.3 times, I believe, to have either little or moderate difficulty recognizing friends across the street. However, people without eye care insurance are less likely, which is 0.9 times, to have either little or moderate difficulty in reading printed matter. But for reading printed matter, persons without eye care are still more likely to have extreme difficulty relative to either have a little or moderate difficulty in reading printed matter. So the limitations of our study would be, first is the question for need of care. needs to be more specific in condition. For example, like when we ask respondents about recognizing friends or reading printed matters, like are they wearing glasses or not is not identified. So the result might be different, like if we clear this. And also, because the numbers of samples in some sections is not statistically representative, so that's why we need to group the difficulty levels together. Yeah. And the last one is in BIFSS, there's no question asking for the eye visit for checkup only. So the question we use might include eye visit for clinical needs as well. And these will overestimate the utilization of eye care. And so basically, our finding is we found that people with eye care insurance will have higher access to eye care, and people without eye care insurance may be endangering their long-term vision due to less utilization of care. And so our study findings suggest the need to require a defined level of eye care coverage for all adults under all health plans. Okay, thank you.